think, well, you always try to get the best shots you can, and they don't necessarily fit with, sit right alongside the shots they came for. I mean, you don't try and change the meaning at all, I don't think. Well, I haven't ever done that, but you do look for the best reactions to things. If somebody has a completely blank reaction, but you'd expect them maybe to have a better reaction than that, you might look for another shot that's slightly better. Certainly wouldn't try and change the meaning of it, that's for sure. Because I think it's quite important that you're honest about it. No, I don't think you bend the truth. I think you might look for a better reaction for somebody. Not a sort of a reaction that doesn't reflect their true response, if you like. But in Obdoc, quite often, the biggest problem is access. So you've had to agree with a company or something to film people working for the company. And we did a series where it was holiday reps, and they were all getting into trouble. They were summoned to a meeting with the manager, and they were in deep stook. Well, we couldn't really say why they were in trouble. The reason they were in trouble was because their sales went up to scratch. Because the rep's primary function, well, the main function is to look after the holidaymakers, but another main function is to sell trips, and the reps weren't selling trips, so they were in trouble. But we weren't allowed to say why they were specifically in trouble. In documentary especially, it's not a fiction, it's not a drama. You should be reflecting the reality of the situation, otherwise how can people believe anything they see? I think the crew in the background can affect the documentary because, well, personally, I would consider myself middle class, and I have my own values, and that affects how you might approach it, and you try and put that, not let it affect you, but I think subconsciously it must affect you in some way when you're dealing with issues that you wouldn't necessarily come across, and which some people might find offensive, whatever, but or I might find offensive, but others wouldn't. I've always thought in television in general, it's a team effort, and you can get a tunnel vision, especially if you self-shoot something. I suspect you can get tunnel vision on what it's about. That's where the in the edit suite programs get improved, because you discuss with the directors. The editor brings different viewpoints. If you're out in the shoot, the crew bring their own thoughts and viewpoints to what's being shot and how it's covered. So I think self-shooting is perhaps essential in some area, in some fields. However, it does, I think, affect perhaps the breadth of what gets shot. Now, a real serious, hard-hitting documentary is quite hard to make entertaining, really. And I think programmes these days have to be entertainment, primarily, to get the viewers to watch. I think documentaries are expensive to make properly, because they need good research backup. They tend to get shot over extremely long periods of time, which in itself becomes an open-ended cost as far as the company is concerned. So I suspect they would tend to shy away from committing to big projects like that. I think the manipulation of material, if it's going to happen at all, it's probably bound to happen in the edit suite, because what's shot is what happens in front of the camera. You could, I mean, we don't do that, this sort of thing, but you could affect the truth of the matter by rearranging material, putting answers and shots that don't relate together to give a different impression. But so I think that would tend to happen in the edit rather than on the shoot, I suspect. Using tracking and lighting that is more that the viewer would more associate with perhaps a drama or something like that. Maybe it's the feeling in their mind that it is more entertaining, more entertainment. Zooming in, that the viewer also does associate, I think, with we're coming to an important point here. How you can do that on the shoot without knowing necessarily what we're coming to, I don't know, but I think that whole kind of technique and lighting and everything makes it more entertainment. I think audiences are quite savvy in terms of film grammar, because they see it all the time and associate it subconsciously with different styles of programmes. So they're used to seeing certain things in dramas, they're used to seeing certain styles. And so if they see that in a documentary style programme, they start to think of it in that sort of way, I think. I think music choice is critical and very difficult, because it does set the tone and set the mood for the scene or whatever it is. And if it's a reconstruction or if it's a whatever it is, the music sets the whole tone. It's sitting there as a kind of underscore to what's happening in front of you. The music is obviously picked to either set a tone that something, maybe this is a bad thing or a good thing. I think it's possible to make it an impartial and biased documentary. Certainly, it's because if you use what appears in front of the camera, the way it was meant and the way it was presented, then there's absolutely no reason why the final programme shouldn't reflect that.